Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau at 6:45. Investigators say there is credible evidence a New Mexico state lawmaker who recently lost in the Democratic primary sexually harassed a lobbyist on two separate occasions. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports a new 43-page report by a special counsel backed up two allegations by animal protection voter staffer that State Representative Carl Trujillo made inappropriate advances toward her. A bipartisan subcommittee was elected late last week to press ahead with the case against Trujillo and hold an open hearing on the matter before a larger panel of legislators. Trujillo had admittedly denied any wrongdoing, and a lawyer representing him said Saturday that the lawmaker will continue to fight the allegations. Trujillo lost a primary election in June to upstart candidate Andrea Romero. On the Tuesday Health Watch, you don't have to avoid junk food totally to maintain long-term health. Melissa Mendez, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System in Dallas, told Sam Baker it's more a case of learning the right ways to manage junk food.
What is, or more to the point, what counts as junk food?
What is junk food is a food item that contributes no nutritional value to any of our meals. Mm-hmm. There's no vitamins, minerals, there usually isn't any fiber. Most of the time, it consists of a lot of fatty foods, a lot of sugar, and a lot of sodium, which in that case could increase my risk of diabetes. It could increase my risk of heart disease, hypertension.
Is all junk food junk food? Are there certain items within junk food that might have more nutritional value than others? Let me throw one out just to try. A hamburger.
There's a healthier way to make a hamburger. The whole wheat bun, lean ground beef. Mm-hmm. Instead of using mayonnaise, we could use hummus, ketchup, or mustard. So there's a healthy way to make a junk food item.
Pizza.
The portion size always plays a part. Let's try to make it one slice and then having a salad on the side, perhaps limiting the meat that I get on top of the pizza and adding fruits or your vegetables on top.
Is there anything you can do with the French fries?
Yes, you can actually bake them. And that would be a lot healthier than having them fried. If you're making them yourself at home, maybe limiting the salt that you add to it as well.
Ice cream.
That would be the portion size. Perhaps instead of getting the banana split, how about I just get one scoop of ice cream? So that way I can still enjoy, but I'm not getting those calories, the sugar, and the fat.
Is junk food really so bad every now and then?
It's not. And I don't feel like it's realistic to tell people we need to stop eating junk food. I feel that maybe people might have a craving for it and might think about it constantly. And if we completely stop it, there might be a point where you end up going back to that junk food and having more than usual.
So what are some tips then to consider when and if you decide to indulge?
Healthy snacks first. If you're into something sweet, perhaps doing a cup of fruit, a cup of yogurt, a slice of whole wheat bread, celery sticks, or a couple of whole grain crackers with peanut butter. If you are into something crunchy, savory, salty, perhaps getting a cup of pretzels, a string cheese with a couple of whole grain crackers as well.
But when I really want to give in.
Portion control. Instead of buying the big bag of chips, I'm going to buy the little small portion bag of chips and just having one bag every couple of days instead of having them every day. Another piece of advice I would say is just don't buy it altogether. If I say when I'm buying my groceries, this week I'm not going to get this gallon of ice cream and just wait until the next time I come grocery shopping. Okay, it's not at home. It's not that temptation that's looking at me, telling me to come get the ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's just not there. And perhaps buying something healthier, a healthier snack to get my craving in, like fruit.
What's your particular poison?
It's chocolate. I love chocolate.
And so how do you handle yourself eating chocolate?
I personally don't buy it. So for me, it's when it's a gift.
Oh.
People know I love chocolate, so they'll buy me chocolate. And I just have to limit how much I'm eating. Just having a small piece today and then putting it in the cupboard, don't look at it. And then, you know, weeks later, I remember, oh, it's in there. I'm going to go get a piece.
Melissa Mendez, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.